Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this nonsense?
Right on, kabooyah! Ah, that's a new word I learned over the week there. Hey, y'all, welcome to Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, that is me. I am Buck, and I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a breezy, cloudy, wet 40 degrees on the corner of Candler and McAfee. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up of our unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions to submit your music, and let's get you out there. All right, y'all. It is Thursday, March 4th. It is now 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And like the intro said, it's time to get buck. And that's what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to get buck, and then we're going to support our local come-up, as I said, giving you the best in R&B, rap, hip-hop, soul, gospel, and so forth and so forth. If there's anyone within the sound of my voice who is a fan of house music and you'd like to have music played on Lawless Radio, like I said, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions to submit your music, and let me play some house. That's for all my Midwesterners that are listening this evening. All right, y'all, we just going to get into it. I'm going to play a jam, and then I'm going to come right back. This right here is I Choose You, F.L. Jones. Well, it's okay.
I can tell you that the reason, 'cause you're sweating on the bus.
about to do this right now.
Let me know, I got what you need, yo. It ain't up in this trench coat, I got a lot of seats, yo. Throwing C-notes, seeing dead people. I am never scared, never scared, that's my team, yo. Everyone's a weatherman, they say they make it rain. Dollars on the floor, but yet still I see no change. So that's what I'ma make, I'm on my Obama. Shout out to my haters, that's that word to your mama. Hey girl, I know you think I'm all about the play, girl. But if you let me, I can let you have your way, girl. Okay girl, oops, I forgot to get your name. I got a swagger that'll make you wanna change. Everything about you, including your last name. The mother fella's messing up your hair with all the rain. Lonely at the top, so baby, join me on the stage. This ace of spades and you can get loose. I'm your king of hearts, you'll be my queen of diamonds. As long as I'm around, baby girl, we gon' be shining. Hey girl, I know you're doubting everything I say, girl. Probably thinking that I'm running games,
running.
I don't play, girl. Oops, I forgot to get your name, girl. See, I got a swagger that'll make you wanna roll. Hop up in my whip, just say the word and we can go. It's only at the top, so girl, I really need to know.
Comfort, a hunger and thirst with each passing word. When my back's through the wall, that's when
get worse, it's gonna dig deeper. With nothing but heart, don't ever step in my corner. I'll rip you apart, I'm a cool barracuda. With lots of smarts, I'll kick your ass so hard your breath will smell like a fart. The taste of success has never been sweeter. The cheddar these days is way off the meter. Healthy as a horse, busting up by the meter. You good in the hood, but I'm the world winner.
If you step to me, you're gonna die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name.
They claim they got game, I call that insane. They all sound the same. I've learned in this game, you don't earn your name, you don't work for fame. Now ain't that a shame, good grief. Now I'ma start busting teeth. I'm a ruthless chief who make careers brief. I bring no relief, a new kind of beat. Boomerang will kill you with one leaf. That's how I roll black, can't roll with jazz. To shoot them up crap, I'm too old for that. Still I'm the illest, I'll raid your whole village. Plunder and pillage, watch how I steal it. I've got the legs to outrun them,
yeah.
The lyrical power to outgun them.
Down,
they throw their blows but I shun them,
yeah.
And hit right back and cold stun them.
Pow. If you step to me, you're gonna die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die. If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die.
I'm unstoppable, man, I'm about to wreck. And the bass so loud, they can break your neck. All who ain't ready for war, better hit the deck. True warriors like me, must demand respect. I flip this industry 180 degrees. I got this game on my shoulders like Hercules. I swarm on niggas like a gang of bees. My words are fangs, you can't hang with these. I'm spitting lyrics at the prolific rate. I'm putting this whole rap shit beyond debate. I'm a total nutcase when I'm dropping weight. Annihilating motherfuckers from state to state. And you don't respect how I rip it? You don't respect how I spit it.
Say what?
You talk the shit, but I did it.
Know what?
So you know what? Fuck all you critics.
Fuck y'all.
If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die. If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die.
Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off the Buck. And before we went to the break, I gave you I Choose You by F.L. Jones. Then after that, I snuck another one in on you. That was one by Brandy Kane, which was kind of hot. I kind of like that. I'm looking for a remix on that one right there. And just after that, it was Step to Me by the Wonder. All right. I want to throw some love out to all the fine people out at Grady Hospital, doctors and nurses and transporters, and x-ray machine operators. Yeah, that's what I call them, x-ray machine, x-ray machine operators. Pharmacists and everybody else out there. Grady Hospital is doing the best they can with what they got to save your life. So, it's love. Today's 3-digit quick pick for this evening will be 087. Today's 3-digit quick pick for today will be 087. Okay. This evening, I saw a post from one of our executive staff members here at Lawless Radio on Facebook, and I told her that I was going to use her post as a topic for my show this evening. And basically, it goes down like this. Why is it that when you're in a relationship, you know, that wolves come out? You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's out to get you. Now they want a piece of you. Now, you know, back when you ain't had nobody, you were single. You know, you didn't have nobody in your life. There was nobody around. I mean, it was like sparks. You could hear the crickets. You know what I'm saying? But now you done got the lady, you know. Now here they come. Prime example, and when I saw that post, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Everything just all came rushing back to me. I am a happily married man with this school, and I sometimes fail to wear my wedding ring, you know. I don't even want to get into that, the whole not wearing a wedding ring thing. I've been fighting with my wife on that one for years, and I think she just gave up. She's like, she don't need to fight about it. She knows that we're together. So much love to you on that one, baby. But I purposely don't wear my wedding ring because it seems when I wear it and I be out at the club or at the bar or something like that, there's always a woman at my heels, you know. For real. No joke. For real, though. You know, it is. I'm sitting at the bar. I'm chilling, you know. Sports bar. Watching the game. Just me and my lonesome. Drinking my beer, eating my wings. Got my ring on, you know. And here she comes. Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm okay. How about you? Oh, I'm fine. You know, and then blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. You know, hey, can we get together sometime? Damn, you don't see the ring on my finger? You know, I was just sitting here giving the conversation for the sake of conversation. I wasn't trying to get a number. You know, I wasn't trying to get in the pants. You know, the lady just stepped to me. She started talking. So, you know, I talked back. You know, that's fine. But the day that I go to Bigelow's over in Decatur, on Gresham right off I-20. Shout out to y'all out there. Now, if I step up in Bigelow's and I don't have my wedding ring on, man, it's like I walked in, like I got Raid sprayed on me and I'm using that cologne and nobody's, you know, nah, hell with him. No. Let him pee, you know. The night I'm looking for some honey, I can't find the bee nowhere, you know. Like, damn, is it really that bad? You know, I never could understand that. I guess it was just, I don't know if it was just the thrill of the hunt from the woman's side or what, you know, just trying to see if she can get the man, you know, even though he married or whatever. I still don't get it. With my wedding ring, they come flocking. Without my wedding ring, it's like I'm a turd on the sidewalk, you know. That's pretty much why I don't wear my ring. Not that I don't want to, but that's pretty much why. For real, that's why, you know, it's best that way. All right, hey y'all, I got my chat room open, everybody. Yes, finally, I got the chat room open on LawlessRadio.com. Go to LawlessRadio.com. Hit me up in the chat room. It is up and running, finally. Yes, I apologize, but there's no need for apology because it's up and running. Also, you get me up 646-478-5209. Let's chat about this. Tell me what's what, you know, because I'm in a loss. All right, look here. I got one of my Wisconsin callers. Let me see. Talk to me. This Buck. Who's this? Okay. I'm going to come back to you. You must be on the toilet or something. All right, here's another one of my callers, Wisconsin callers, 807. This is my girl. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on? What's good?
All right. I knew it was you. Hey, how you feel? Male Lawler.
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good in the neighborhood, in Buck's world. Got to show my support.
That's out of sight, baby.
I want to buck off.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm using your post that you had on Facebook about how, for some reason, when you're in a relationship, people just come a flocking to you. You know, they all over you, you know. But when you ain't in one, it's like they don't even give a damn about you, you know.
Ain't that crazy?
Where did you come up with that from?
Because, I mean, everywhere, and Mississippi can attest to this, everywhere we go, a man is trying to holler at me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, even what you said, even just wearing a ring,
mm-hmm.
which a woman ain't around, they holler mm-hmm. in his face.
Oh, wow. Ow.
But they'll see us together and wait till he walks in a separate direction and be like, hey, shorty. You know, and I'm like, is there no respect anymore?
Ouch.
I'm like, what part of the game is this? It's like everybody wants to holler at you when you with your, when you, they know you got somebody. It ain't just I think you got somebody. The other thing that I had observed was, you know, where we live at, I don't know anybody here because I'm not from here. So all chicks that he had dealt with start trying to holler at him when they see us out in public. And I'm like, how y'all at her how many years to get with this man? I come from out of state.
Wow.
He didn't have anybody in his face, so now he's feeling all special.
Oh, yeah. Skinning and grinning.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of bold. You started right there. That's like back in the day when they used to challenge you to a duel. They take their glove off and slap you across the face and say, I challenge you to a duel. Challenge! That's kind of what that's like if you standing right there. Damn. That's bold, man.
I mean, just plain and blunt.
Wow.
No respect. That's how people get hurt, but he likes it. He told me that he likes it because he wouldn't want to be with a woman the other man wouldn't want.
Okay. Yeah, I take that. You know, that's cool. But then on the other hand, you know, a lot of brothers don't feel like fighting, you know. So yeah, let me get an ugly woman, you know. Besides, when a pretty girl leaves you, you be crying the blues. But when an ugly woman leaves you, you ain't got nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. I'm gonna put it to you like that. Yeah, it goes both ways. Yeah. So I thought that was hilarious because that hit a nail on the head with me because that is exactly what would happen every time. You know, especially I'm just by myself. I'm chilling. I got my ring on, you know, but they still come flocking. But when I go in the club and I ain't got that ring on, it's like I'm a turd on the curb, man. And nobody, man, it's like
and
I don't even.
You know
even
what?
Fit.
I don't get it because I know you remember my ex-husband, Leon. That's what went on with us. He wore a ring and was
mm-hmm.
cheating like he was Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
It's all these women just all over him. And the first question I would ask them is, did you know he had a wife? Yeah. Did you know he had kids? Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
That's
it's
why
like
he got
I said.
Left.
It's like I said, it almost seems like it's the thrill of the hunt. You know what I'm saying? You know. I know he's taking it, but let me see if I can still get a piece of him. Let me see if I can still get that. It's
conquer and destroy.
Yeah, that's what I take it as. You know what? Speaking of blasts from the past with Leon, I had called in to Grit Grind last night, and I don't know. If you...
I think we all heard that. I think we all. Heard that. It's only a few of us that knew what was going to happen before it happened. Me, you, Patrice, and Mississippi Red were the only ones that was well prepared. When he said me, I was like, oh my. Yes, sir, I was on there.
Oh, man, that was, oh, wow, yeah.
That's not every Thursday routine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He took the chairman aback. He had T-shirt up all upset.
Oh man. Yeah, Catrice had sent the chairman when he was on the air, she sent him an instant message saying that he just got deep. So that was
you're right.
Yeah, you
I'm
just
like,
got deep.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was funny to me, I must admit, but I know we were talking about something serious, and the only reason why it's funny to me is because I know Zeke. So when everybody else is mad, I'm cracking up.
Yeah. Everybody else was caught off guard. Oh, my God. They couldn't believe what they was listening to. Did I just hear what I think I just heard? Yes. Yes, you did.
And he was being nice. I think that was actually one of his nicer moments. I mean, he didn't curse or nothing. He was being very nice.
No. But he still threw you for one, man. I tell you, that's something else. That is really, really something else, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Check it out, y'all. Let me do what we do here on Lawless Radio, which is support our Unsigned Underground artists. I'm going to pull something from our vast lineup of music, and I'm going to be right back. Yellow Man, J. Kales, I Don't Even Do This.
Damn.
Yo, did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her, man? Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there, and I'm getting that girl. Bruh, do you know where we at? I know. But, did you see her? Yeah, you tripping, man. That's all I want to know, did you see that girl? Yeah, I saw her. Yeah. I'm going in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get her. All
right.
And let's see in there.
collected his paper goods. Got his stolen Rocky Man, but paper months of rockets were. You were handsome, kisses, boys who collected his paper goods. Got his stolen Rocky Man, but paper months of rockets were. Let's see the math and then special keys.
on lawlessradio.com. Go to lawlessradio.com. Go on into the chat room and let's chill, let's rap, yeah, as they say. You know, I remember back before, this is like way back before Caprice and I got together. And like I say, you know, I was single, you know, and I'm trying to approach a woman, and it's just brushing me up like hair on the barbershop floor, you know what I'm saying? Just brushing me out to the side, man. And I started to see this little I don't know, it was every time I would approach a woman and I'd get to rap with her, talk to her, and you know, I'd try to get her number, whatever, you know, I always get that line, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a lesbian." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, damn, you know, we done sat here and talked about whoop de whoop and all this, that, and the other. I thought it was getting going down, but now I'm talking about, you know, trying to get together with you. Now, now all of a sudden you're a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, okay, the first time that happened, I was like, wow, okay, I got to be a little bit more careful. You know what I'm saying? So the next time it happened, I'm like, damn, I thought I would have noticed something, but I guess not, you know. The third time, I'm like, this must be, you know, wait a minute, something going on here, man. Am I attracted to lesbians, or is this just a brush-off line, you know, an everyday brush-off line that I don't know about, you know what I'm saying? So it was like every girl or woman I would talk to at the club, she was a lesbian. And I'm like, well, damn, this ain't a lesbian club. You know, I guess I'm just attracted to lesbians. So I'm going to tell y'all lesbians out right now, you know, I mean, okay, first off, I'm married, so, you know, y'all can relax, be cool. But whew, if I was single, man, y'all lesbians need to be watching out because I'm attracted to y'all for some reason. All right, hey, I'm going to bring in Catrice, y'all, my one and only. Talk to me, sugar. You there?
I'm here. What's going on?
You know, we quietly bucking off today. We ain't really getting real buck, you know what I'm saying?
It's
the quiet, calm buck. It may have something to do with the weather, with it being so cold outside, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on in that? You heard what we were talking about?
Yeah. Well, you know, they seem to, when you're with somebody, they seem to flock to you.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem. I guess I got that 20-year stamp on my face or something. But I don't have that problem.
Man, come on now. I done told you. They checking your booty out at the school. I done told you. I done already heard them talking. You know, some cats over there was like, talking about, look at that right there. I'm like, see, they didn't know. See what it was. Okay, we was, Catrice and I were picking up the kids from school one day. And she was going to get two of our children, and I was going to get our son. And I walked past some fathers, you know, probably about three or four of them. And as she walked past, I was walking past the other way, and I heard one of them say, "Yeah, see there? Look at that right there." So, you know, I knew they was checking out, you know, my wife's ass, you know, my booty, you know. So, sweetheart, they checking you out. You just don't know it. They checking you out. Yeah, it's always when you least expect it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, you attract lesbians, and I attract them too.
Say what now?
I say you attract lesbians and I attract them too.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah. I think that's
wow.
I think we just have that touch. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, whatever it is, it sounds like it's a magic touch. Hey, sweetheart, hold tight. Don't go nowhere. I'm gonna bring in our one and only, our greatest fan, Mr. Mississippi Red. Good evening, Mississippi. Are you there?
Uh-oh.
Hello? It sounds like he on the toilet? What's wrong? Okay, sound like you're on the speakerphone. Put the microphone up to your mouth there for a second. You in the bathtub? Sound like you're in the bathtub and you, your head keeps going underwater and then you come up for air and say something. Is that what's going on? All right, we're gonna come. We no disrespect. We're gonna come back to Mississippi because he sound like he in the bathtub. But yeah, we gonna come back to Mississippi. But I'm gonna bring Mel in. Mel could probably shine a little bit better light on the subject. Sound like he's still in the bathtub. Mel, is Mississippi in the bathtub?
I'm not in the bathtub, dude.
Oh, there he is.
He said, "I'm in the bathtub."
Told you, I was on. Mel had the speakerphone on. I've been in the dining room the whole time.
Oh.
All right, let's talk.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah. I heard somebody just, like, walked up to you and basically had their glove in their hand and slapped you across the face and said, "I challenge you for your woman," by just coming up and stepping to her while you standing there.
There's a laugh.
We was at Pick and Save. We was at Pick and Save. Listen, we was at Pick and Save because my car wasn't running at the time, and we had to go shopping for Thanksgiving dinner. And I was there with my mom because she picked us up. And this nigga come up. It was a convoy. It was this dude. And he had three friends, and he tried to holler at Mel.
Mm.
He didn't know that I was at the store with Mel. So she told him, like, "No, I'm at the store with my man."
Mm-hmm.
But because I wasn't around, he felt the need to act like, "Well, can you have friends?" That type of thing.
Mm.
And so after I had found the aisle where Mel was, she was like, "Well, there he is right now." They all ran off. And then in a liquor store, this one chick I used to deal with, it's funny. It's going to get fun. It's going to get better, y'all. She saw me there. And she was like, "Hey, Kevin," didn't realize I was with Mel. And I'm like, "Well, I can't." She actually kept asking me, "Can you give me your number?" I'm like, "No, I can't because I'm here with my fiance." And then at the corner store, she did the exact same thing. "How you doing, Mr. Kevin? What school you working at now?" And then the chick that I used to deal with in the past, like a few years ago,
yeah,
she didn't say nothing to me, but she was there with her sister. Her sister was there doing all the talking. I ain't say jack to them. I was just like, okay, I just bought what I bought. And I just spoke to her sister and was like, "No, I don't work at the port no more. I don't work at the airport. Yes, I'm still teaching." But her sister didn't say anything. Her sister was the one I was dealing with a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister gonna have the nerve to inbox me on Facebook. "I see that because you was with your woman that you wanna say you ain't wanna talk to me. Don't act like I'm trying to get with you, Kevin. Don't act like that." And she going to talk about some ha, 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 ha. "Are you serious?"
No, really?
The nerve of her.
And she knew. And she know. Old girl knew who Mel was because she.
But she
and
didn't
yes,
care.
You too. But I just told him that. I just told him that.
Okay. Go on, get the 2 cents in, girl.
Wait a minute. Mel says something.
What did Mel say?
Go ahead, Mel. Did y'all hear her?
Nah, sound like she in the bathtub now.
He say it sound like you in the bathtub now.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Mel.
Mm.
Nah. Now it sounds like she on the toilet. So it's not working. If you could just relay the message as to what it is she's saying, that'd be good.
Well, you should, Leo, you don't mind.
No,
I'm on live. They can't hear you. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute, bro.
Okay.
She just said one of them was a chicken and was still trying to give her sister to holler at me. So that's basically what I was saying.
You got it going on, man. I mean, really,
Hold up. First of all, y'all remember when what I said to y'all in Raw Deal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 5'3". I got Lil Dick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if I got it down like this,
Well,
you the one that should have came over here in the first place.
Okay.
I must look good or something.
What, you know what? Okay, check it out. Hold tight, man. Miss Miss, you got something going on. You just don't know. You can't see. So that's why. That's why they flock it to you. Thanks, Mississippi Red. The mute button has been in effect on Bucking Off, and you know what? Like the chairman said last night, he had to give thanks to Mississippi Red for showing him where that mute button is at. And I must give the same gratitude right now too. So I appreciate that, Mississippi. Thank you for helping me know where the mute button is at.
Right. That mute button is powerful.
All the 12-year-old children that's listening right now, it's kind of like, oh my God, no, he didn't say that. Yeah, so you know, I apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna play some music now. This is Addicted by R. Smith. Y'all hold tight. I'll be right back.
Girl, I want you all to myself. I'ma get you right.
You know what? That was a classic example of me hitting the wrong mute button. Wow. I muted myself. I guess I ain't had nothing to say good, I guess. Oh, well. All right, man. It's 4 minutes before the top of the hour. And, man, you know what? I had a whole full conversation. Oh, my goodness. That's a shame. I apologize, y'all. Okay. All right. Lawless Radio has something you just about every night of the week, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. There is Nikki Outlaw. Check her out. Yeah, lawlessradio.com. Also, Wednesday night, Hump Day, there is Greg Grind, the chairman, Brother T.L., starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Thursday nights, it's me, the one and only Buck, Bucking Up a Buck, and 9 o'clock Eastern. And on Friday, there is the midday release at High Noon, Dr. Passion, Dr. Lynette Von Coulter. Check her out. Get your midday release on and get ready for the weekend. All right, y'all. Talking about how people disrespect your relationship and trying to get all up in yours and just tear it apart and walk all over it. But then when you're all by your lonesome, you just all by your lonesome. Still haven't figured out what the grand gist of it is, but, you know, what the hell. It is what it is, as they say, you know. So that is going to do it for this evening. We will be back here at the same time, same channel here on lawlessradio.com. You can always go to lawlessradio.com and hit us up in the chat room and check us out. You can also go to lawlessradio.com on Facebook, at our Facebook page, Lawless Radio. We'll be here same time, same channel. Everyone who have a good weekend, be cool. And if you don't believe in anything, please believe in yourself. This is All in the Club with Ray Chills. Later.
It's the weekend and we leveled up. And I got the heart leveled up. Walking looking fresh, hell, and I'm feeling devilish. Red bottoms on my feet, looking for the hell of it.